next, quickly before we go on.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, hopefully, the Countess books, so watch your screens, because we're going to get this on. I'm also at the moment, we're in this marvellous play called Drama at Inish, which we're all doing for nothing, which is a brilliant Irish play at the Finborough Theatre in Earls Court. Sold out, actually, I'm thrilled to say, but you never know. And then a marvellous film called The Exotic Marigold Hotel, which we filmed in India this time last year. I was in India, lucky me, with the two dames, Judy and Maggie, which is marvellous. And also, I'm going to do Noises Off at the Old Vic for Christmas. That's my panto.
And Titanic.
Oh, yes, and Titanic. Lord Fellows is Titanic, which is on next April.
So it'll be Downton Abbey, except it sinks. And I'm now going to open the floor to questions, please.
Sorry, we got a bit overexcited. It's so lovely to see you all. We've gone over time, but it's always lovely to talk to you. Yes, there's one there.
Okay. Yes, go on.
Well, do you know how funny? I was working with Stephen Fry just 2 days ago. I didn't dare ask him. You never say never, but it was a great success, wasn't it? I know, everybody loved it. So, I mean, I'm not in charge, but who knows? I wouldn't be surprised, but no plans at the moment. Yeah. Shout, we're here.
Can I ask, did you ever corpse when filming Acorn Antiques?
Oh, Lord, yes, afraid so. We're going to terrible trouble, too. It's like laughing in church. We never did it live, actually, to the audience, which was a very good idea, because it meant that we had to keep very serious, because otherwise it would have ruined it. However, there was one week when Acorn Antiques was turned into a sports centre for no apparent reason at all, and I answered the phone with a bandana, sports bandana and, you know, wristbands. Nobody explained it at all, but it was terribly funny, but the thing that we did realise was going to happen was that Julie Waters was going to arrive serving tea and macaroons in a lime green leotard. Now, we knew we couldn't laugh, so we thought we'd better go into the wardrobe and see the lime green leotard hanging up on a hanger. And then we'd be prepared. Well, it's one thing on a hanger. Quite another thing, when Victoria Duncan and I were squashed into a two-seater settee, and Julie arrived with her wobbly, you know, her bumpy tights and the lime green leotard, you know, apparently nothing different, serving us tea and macarons. Well, that was impossible. And also, of course, when you aren't squashed into a two-seater, three of you on a two-seater sitting, you could feel the other person. we did get in trouble that day. But it's a sort of marvellous agony, looking back, you know. Yes. Can I see more? Yes.
Going back to King Cole.
Oh, sorry, there's a lady here, just 1 second. Sorry, yes. Yes. Did I corpse in that? Yes. Oh, marvellous. Well, suddenly you realise why people do work with each other again and again, because actually you get on much quicker. You have a lot of fun, and you can trust each other, I suppose. It was quite daunting for me because I was the only, as you noticed, southerner in the thing. So sometimes I felt, slightly outside of it. But then that was the whole point of my character, you know, because they all thought she was absolutely hopeless, which she was. Philippa had no idea after, you know, personal resources. She hadn't got a clue. It was very good fun, quite scary, because we did the American thing of doing it on a Friday night in front of an audience. Then Victoria and Jeff watched it on the Saturday morning, and they changed it slightly on Saturday for the Saturday night audience, and then the two put together. So it was quite scary. You thought, oh, Lord, do I say that bit, or do I not? You know. But it was marvellous, though. Marvellous. Marvellous fun. Yes, sorry, about Kingdom.
Going back to Kingdom, what were the highs and lows of working with your son?
Well, do you know, I wondered if you were just going to stop at what were the highs. Well, the high was working with Angus. He's very professional, actually, and of course, because I spend my whole life shouting at him, nothing changed. Yeah, that's what I did in the programme. He was ever so good. It felt very natural, actually. It was lovely. Great pleasure. And it meant that I could spend the summer with him, you see.
What about the nose?
Oh, the nose. Well, the nose were that I had...